Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. Let's look ahead to Liverpool versus West Ham United. I had great fun there last year and I sincerely hope that everyone travelling to the game this weekend does the same. To discuss it with me, we've got Sachin Lakhrani and of course Chris Pajak, who's going to embark on a week off after this.
Yeah, man.
So get your, fill your boots, Chris.
I will.
Fill your boots of hot West Ham chat.
I'm babysitting on Saturday as well, aren't I? So I'm not even gonna. It's because it's the later kickoff, isn't it? Mm. So I'm. I've got the two kids this weekend, so it's gonna be. It's gonna be. Put your phone in a room, lock it away, no social media, record the game, watch the game after the fact, which is weird.
Yeah, I've had very poor luck with that over the years. What the two prime examples of that, which my dad always call it, watch it as live, and Sky Plus did this to us. The two was the Super Cup after in 2005 when we went out, we recorded, we came back to watch it as live, and the game went to extra time, didn't it?
Oh no!
And the recording stopped.
Oh god!
So we never got to see the end.
did your video plus it or something?
No,
it was just records for the same amount of time, or the Sky Plus.
Sky
at the
Plus
time
used to just record the block of what the show was.
Yeah.
And the other one was the Merseyside derby when Dan Gosling scored, and it was our anniversary. We went out, we came back. And I had to sit through that. I ignored the score, sat through that entire game to watch Dan Gosling score.
But did you see Dan Gosling score?
I did get to see Dan Gosling.
I didn't get to see him score.
Yeah. Whatever I got it from, I had that. So I got to see that. And it cut off. And yeah, it's so terrible. So fingers crossed you have better luck with that, Chris. Sachin, this is one of those games that West Ham are in weird form at the moment. I think the tide feels turned against Billich. I think the vast majority of the fans have kind of had enough, but they keep throwing results out. It looked like it was all dead and buried. They beat Spurs in the League Cup, they then go the 2-0 up against Crystal Palace, they've got it all in hand, and they managed to throw that game away.
They didn't throw the shirts away, Paul.
They should have done. Throw your shirts away, West Ham. Let's hope Liverpool can capitalise on this, because what would typically happen in this situation is the manager would get sacked and we'd get the new manager. Let's hope for once this is one of those situations where we get them when everything's going wrong and we get to capitalise on them.
Big problem West Ham have had this year is their lack of sort of energy and aggression in play. I think their running stats are one of the worst in the Premier League, and ours, I presume, are one of the best. So if we just go at them, if we just run at them and they're aggressive from the start, we should get through them, because I don't think they've got the energy to keep up with us. Joe Hart was excellent against Palace, but generally he's been poor, so just keep peppering his goal with shots. We should. One of them should go in.
That's the thing about Joe Hart, isn't it? And to be fair, look, I like Joe Hart. I think he's a good goalkeeper. I think we saw that was Joe Hart all over last weekend, wasn't it? You know, just pulling saves out left, right and centre. But I think he's right. I think he is one of those goalkeepers, Chris, where if you keep going, you should get change out.
Yeah, of course. I think, you know, he's been a good goalkeeper in the Premier League, but he's always had those highs and low points during games and seasons and stuff like that. Is it four times he won the Golden Gloves or something like that? I mean, during his time at City.
That's a number and also
like
a thing.
Whether they coexist, I don't know.
He's definitely won a number of Golden Gloves.
Yeah, so listen, he's not a bad goalkeeper, but I think right now West Ham are a struggling side, and, you know, we should be confident after the last time we played them at whatever the stadium's called, London Stadium. you know, after beating them so comprehensively with a change of formation last time out, it does give me a little bit of confidence going into this game.
Yeah,
I'd also like us to sack Bilic.
I would be, you know, let you know, our good friends at West Ham Fan TV, I'd like us to be the ones to deal the blow for them, so we can give that back to them and go, there you go, lads, we did it for you. I don't know whether that happened or not.
It's only a minor thing, but I'm slightly disappointed it's a late game. I just think under the floodlights,
might
that
give
place,
something.
Give them a bit of energy, give the ground a bit of an energy. If it's like the 12:30 game, you can imagine just winning 3-0, but now under the lights and all those cliches, it may make a difference, but hopefully not.
Yeah, I mean, what I think, given how good we were there at the back end of last season, that for me was the game that really did us, that almost secured the top four of us. It wasn't ultimately, you know, obviously, you know, we had to do better at the end of the season, but that was the one where we'd kind of been creeping along, we'd been grinding things out, and then we showed that we still had something in there. It opens up an interesting conversation though, Chris, about tactics. Mm-hmm. Like, we've seen no evidence that Jürgen's going to do anything other than stick to his guns in terms of, you know, more or less a 4-3-3. But last season was, you know, we changed. We went two up top. We saw, okay, we don't have these players available to us potentially, but we saw Coutinho in midfield. We saw Lallana in the 10 in that game. Daniel Sturridge had an absolute field day. It does, for once, make this a conversation where, it exists in the realms of possibility. We could see a very different Liverpool side.
Yeah, ultimately, I'd be dead.
You're not going to have the bottle to do it on your starting
11. I'm not going to do it on my starting 11 prediction because he's not changed the formation once this season, as I've noticed anyway. It's just one of them things. I think, you know, we're playing in good form. You know, it's that old cliche about if it ain't broke, don't fix it, isn't it? You know what I mean? Liverpool right now have coming off the back of two solid 3-0 victories. I think last time we played West Ham, we made their defenders look dead old and dead slow. And we've still got pace available to us in this side, and we can still take advantage of that.
Yeah.
I think if we play like we've been playing, we should beat them. But, you know, listen, they've still got some good players. I'm not taking this one for granted by any stretch of the imagination.
I felt it was quite interesting, Sachin, that we chose to start with Salah and Oxlade-Chamberlain on the wings. Now, we'd not seen that so far this season. I always wondered whether Chamberlain was being kept back to make sure we always had a pacey player as an option, because you can't afford to lose another one of them with Mane out as well. And I don't know whether that influences the selection for the weekend. Do we go back to having those guys almost in rotation? Do we see Roberto Firmino move back to the wing? Do we see Sturgeon? We'll talk through preferred 11s in a moment, but do you think it's possible we could see a formation change for this one?
No, I'm with Chris for this one. I just can't see it. I can't actually remember if Jürgen explained why he did it for the West Ham game last year. I don't know whether it was a specific thing, but he just hasn't done it this year at all, and I can't see why he would suddenly randomly do it. I think if he had Coutinho fit, and possibly Lallana, he may throw a diamond in there, but without those, I just think he'll go 4-3-3, and it's all about who plays where. But I can't see a formation change now.
Yeah, I suppose it could have been different if maybe my thinking would be different, Paul, if there wasn't such a short time between the games as well. You know, maybe if there was a full week for it, and there's maybe a little bit of time to train up, maybe you could make a case. But
if you had Lallana available to you, or whatever.
Exactly, that type of thing.
Yeah, well, that's kind of shit all over me, preferred 11, but that's fine. We're going to come on to that in a moment.
Why have you got Lallana available?
Oh, yeah, just chucked him in there, Chris. Preferred, the one who I'd prefer to see.
I think all the viral with the tongue, not one of mine. It's absolutely fair game.
Yeah. Again, I'm gonna repeat myself because I think it should be, it's worth repeating because it needs to become a bit of a mantra. Liverpool need to get in the swing of just putting a run of wins together. Let's not talk about draws, and you know, this will not be an easy game. They do have good players. They have the ability to hurt because they've done it in the past. But look, Sachin, Liverpool need to win 4 or 5 games back to back, and then we can have a look at the league table, and then I think we're going to be able to get a genuine sense of how this season's going to unfold. Yeah.
Well, if we win this one, we beat Southampton after the international break, we then play Chelsea, they're going through a horrendous time. You know, we could basically go into that game ahead of them, within touching distance, and actually at the moment we're only 3 points off top four. That sense that all these, City are pulling away, I think, you know, barring a disaster, they probably will win the league because of the depth of their squad, but I think everything else is up for grabs. I think even, you know, Tottenham, okay, brilliant result for them last night, but I still think there's possible vulnerabilities there. So it's all up for grabs. And yeah, you're right. If we can just get on a bit of momentum, things are there for us. And we've got players to come back as well. We've got Coutinho to come back. We've got Lallana to come back. might sign a centre-back in the summer as well. So we should get stronger as the season goes on. Yeah. Not the summer, sorry, January.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, to be fair, let's do both.
Absolutely.
So let's move on then. Let's have a look at your preferred 11s. Again, let me qualify this. This is not what we think Jürgen's going to do. It's what we would do if we were in charge, potentially, at Liverpool. So go on, let's have a like that.
I've been working on that one.
Just have like a little like a jingle or something like.
Yeah,
a,
man.
Like a ding.
Okay, on that. I love it.
Mm. So let's see what you've gone for. Okay, so is that a preferred 11, or is that the 11 that you think the manager's going to go with?
No, I don't think he will go with that 11 at all. Well, I think Firmino will play. I just play Sturridge because I just think he scored twice. I'd give him a start now. For me, I don't know if he looks tired, but I just feel he might be tired because he's just played so much football. And I would have brought him off a lot earlier last night, and he came off with, 6 minutes to go. So this is a game I think he could start on the bench. I'll give Oxlade-Chamberlain a start because I thought he's doing really well. It'd be good for him to get that Premier League start. I think the midfield picks itself just because of Wijnaldum's injury.
Yeah.
And I would probably play 4-3-3 as well because I just think without Coutinho, the diamond, and Lallana, the diamond doesn't really work. And the back four, I think West Ham are potentially dangerous up front. You've got Hernandez, Arnautovic, Antonio's pace and clever movement. I would just play it safe at the back. I wouldn't do anything risky. Just get your best defenders in there. Moreno's our best defender at the moment, which is an odd thing to say.
Yeah, isn't it?
Clavin and Matip pick themselves because Lovren's out as well. And then just Gomez is the more solid defensively at right back.
I think that's one of the best preferred 11s we've seen, because not only did he tell us exactly the reasons why, but he also completely discredited yours in one sentence as well, in that that just doesn't work without Lallana and Coutinho. So well done, Sachin. That's the perfect way to do that.
I'll drop my mic and walk out.
Yeah, exactly. Now, let me tell you why you're wrong. I must admit, like I say, you're dead right. I don't think it's likely that Jürgen will play a diamond, but I saw enough little hints in just in terms of the selection and what have you that we might see a little bit of it. And for me, I think if we were one more player down, I don't think we would. But I think Sturridge, Solanke with Salah in behind.
He wouldn't be in behind. He'd be beyond them.
But you know, in terms of I think we need to rotate. We need to keep some of the legs and some of the pace safe. I don't think Oxlade-Chamberlain, as we discussed on the final way, is ready for midfield for Liverpool yet. We've seen a couple of little hints of Salah being used more centrally in games. I thought against Man City, was it? He put him in the 10 for a little bit, and he looked. It was Newcastle, was it? We played him in the 10 for a bit, and he looked quite excited off the back of it. Again, it's not likely, it is very much my preferred because of the joy we had playing two up top. And I think that was, it was prevailed around having Coutinho deep and pulling the strings and what have you. It wouldn't necessarily be as effective, but I think you've still got Milner in there, you've still got the energy. I think you're right, those three midfielders pick themselves at the moment, but I think Milner's got the guile to support. And again, I would like to see Salah played in the 10 and Solanke just to see him stretch his legs and get a game for us.
Listen, it worked last time up the two up top against him, didn't it?
The one that's worth mentioning, though, I think the real talking point is
mine, you're right. So we'll send Alexander-Arnold going in at right back.
Why?
Because he's great. And because I want Gomez in at centre-half with Joel Matip. And the reason that I want Joel Gomez in at centre-half with Matip is because I'm not sure I can take any more of Clavin's skill moves. I mean, I'm not sure I can deal with it anymore. He's sending me into a frenzy every game at the moment. So I'm just gonna have to have a game off, recuperate, make sure that I'm okay, and get through with Joe Gomez and Joe Matip in the centre.
Which part of the season are we in? Are we in the part of the season where Andy Carroll's fit, or the part where he's
it's
injured?
Not the end of the season. It's
so he's always fit at the end of a season.
Yeah, especially when there's internationals coming up at the.
He's normally injured for the whole of the middle of the season. Are we at there? Is he fit? Do we know?
It's Thursday today. He could easily be fit today and injured tomorrow. So there's no point worrying about Andy Carroll.
The only issue that is, I think, Clavin. Really, he's not the best, is he? I think that could cause a problem or two. I kept Clavin and Matip centre half, but put Trent in because I don't think we need Joe Gomez for this game. You know, and I think there's every reason why. And again, of course, because I went with the diamond, I think you need a bit more attacking than 10.
Fullback with your diamond.
Yeah, with the diamond, absolutely.
I think Gomez is fine. I don't think it would be any criticism for him. I don't think any alarm for him to have another.
Listen, Joe Gomez, you know, they started off, they were rotating them, then all of a sudden Joe Gomez gets 2 to 3 games. It wouldn't surprise me if Klopp decided to give Trent a couple. He was bang on fire last night in the Champions League, wasn't he? So, and he looked like he was ready for a game of football, and he grasped the opportunity and played really, really well. So, I could very easily see him starting this game.
I think Daniel Sturridge should be nailed on to start this game, if I'm honest. But I've got to the point now where I just don't know anymore. You know, I think we know Jürgen would try to get Firmino in central to the best of his ability at all times. But I don't know. We talked about Sturridge on the final word, Sachin, that he's playing himself into a little bit of form at the moment. You know, he seems to have... Look, centre forwards are confidence players, aren't they? He seems relatively fit. You know, let's use the Andy Carroll, exactly the same thing for Andy Carroll for Daniel Sturridge, of course. You know, he's fit right now at time of filming. He might not be at time of kickoff. This could be one of those games where it perfectly suits him. It perfectly suits him at the back end of last season. No reason why it wouldn't again.
Well, West Ham's centre backs are rubbish, and they are slow, as we saw last season. So I think if he's going to score a goal, having already scored two on the bounce, feels like Saturday would be ideal for him. I mean, I love Roberto Firmino. Klopp obviously loves him as well. I think he probably will play instinctively, but I just think it feels set up for Sturridge to start. And if it doesn't work out, take him off, put Solanke, Firmino on, but just give him that start.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want a little bit more from Daniel Sturridge, I had a brief chat with him this week. That's on the RedmenTV.com alongside our Lucas Leyva interview, the third part of which will be available at the back end of the week. But part one and two, great, proper sit-down chat with him, talking about his life, his career. That was with me and Chris. Chris then went on and talked about the evolution of the defensive midfield role, the anchor role, and again, through his time at the club. So if you're into just, you know, general relaxing chat, if you're also into a bit more of the tactical stuff, then go over to the website and check that out, of course. Score predictions, what do you think it's going to be?
I'm going to say 3-1, Liverpool. Be bold. Another three. We love scoring three.
But not gone for the clean sheet.
It's Liverpool, come on. Don't be silly. Away from home, they'll concede.
I'm going to go 2-0. Liverpool.
Okay, cool.
First half, drab 0-0. Everyone's furious at half time. Second half, within 5 minutes, we go up. And then we get another one.
And we just proved that was up in the game plan all along. I'll take 4-0 to Liverpool on this one. And for the sake of the West Ham fans who want Bilic gone, for this to be the final nail, it needs to be. They need a definitive game. Yeah. I think if they're going to have that happen, I'm happy for Liverpool to play that part, to do their, you know, play their role in this.
I think, you know, we're a big side in this league, and we should stand up for other clubs at times, and this is one of those cases.
Yeah, I don't know. Here's the thing. Let's not get cocky. Let's not get confident. You know, we're probably, based on recent form of the season, we're probably due a little bit of come up and start. We're a couple of wins, getting happy, time to slap us back. But no, let's hope Liverpool can turn on again and keep this chain over. I'll be perfectly honest. Look, I could see us putting in one of those, you know, we're kind of due to batter a team again. We haven't had, you know, I know we did Maribor a few weeks ago, like, but we're probably due one in the league, like a really scintillating performance. But like I said about Huddersfield and the second Maribor game, I'm totally comfortable with a really frustrating, kind of boring, but stock, get a solid win, come away from it and forget this game ever happened.
Oh, I'd take 1-0 all day long, just get a win.
Any win is sound by me.
Don't think 1-0. I don't think our hearts could take 1-0 at any point. Let's get a couple of cold cushion we can enjoy it with a bit of relaxation. But yeah, I'll take that. Let us know your score predictions in the comments below, if you don't mind. And thoughts on the match in a general sense, as always, in the comments. Subscribe to the Redmen TV by clicking the Redmen icon on the screen. If you want to subscribe for completely free on YouTube for all the free stuff. If you want more in-depth and in-detail content, again, go to the RedmenTV.com. Subscribe to £5 a month. Your first month's completely free. It helps fund everything that we do and the laughs that you have on a weekly basis. Sachin, thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure.
Absolutely.
Thanks for
having me. Pleasure. We'll see you very soon. I'll be back post-match at West Ham, hopefully with a big smile on my face, having been proved right over the 4-0.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.